Okay. Well, so far it's not corrupted, so as long as nothing gets set on fire, then we're fine. Hello and welcome to the Robbie Whiskey Cast, episode number, oh boy, 95. There we go. And I clicked on the wrong file, but it's 95 anyway because I remember because I typed it a couple times before we started this episode. so it's episode number 95 where we talk about anime and whatever else comes up. I am Crazy Canuck, and with me today is
Fire 12.
And yeah, so anime that's happened. It's weird. It's like July hit and then anime appeared. Before we get to, like, I don't know, something about summer? No, probably not. Let's see. So, just sort of wrapping up what I... Probably the only thing I can kind of remember that I watched during spring and has kind of ended or is going to end. I just haven't watched the last episode, but let's be real. You don't necessarily have to see the last episode. Not necessarily.
Of what?
Of anything. Because, you know, if you don't see the last episode, it never ended. It could have just kept going, but you never know. You don't know.
Error? Sorry, let me... I don't know how to turn off the notifications on this thing. Android phones.
Just do what I do at work. Just hit it really hard with a hammer until it stops.
Airplane mode. There you go. Okay. And mute my other laptop. There we go.
Huzzah! Victory over technology! I don't care what the Macross movie plus or Macross plus movie said. You can't rule over me. You can't fall in love with me. Go away.
Do you remember love?
I don't know. All I remember from this...
That's the first Macross thing that came to mind.
Okay. I was going to say, because all I remember from that movie is crazy singer AI taking over a military plane and killing a bunch of people because she loved this other guy. And I'm like... See, everybody, this is why Hatsune Miku is a bad idea. They said so 20 years ago, and I'm still saying it now. Just don't give her a fighter jet or the nuclear launch codes, because we're all doomed if she does. But anyway, anime. So I've been clunking my way through and almost completed... Kado, the right answer, and
that was the alien,
arrival-esque. It's basically
Japan, yes. Thingy.
The good news is that Arrival is a good description up until about episode 10, 11. And then it's like, nah, we were going to try to do something else, but nah, what are we kidding? We're in anime. Let's do some anime shit. And I'm like, well, you know, you were kind of going in a decent direction here. You sure you want it? It's like, no, we're just going to go full anime.
So what happens? Like, I heard it starts off as like a first contact thingy-ma-bob.
Yeah, whatever. So it's like, first contact, And then they get the idea of working with this other being from the anisotropic, which is like the dimension outside of reality, I guess, is like the long.
Wait, so another alien just appears, or
Well, no, so the giant cube comes up, shows up, and then
what?
the alien comes from the cube, and he's like, "Yo, I'm from the anisotropic, and I want to make all you guys super awesome by like unlocking the secrets of the universe to you so you never have to sleep." And towards the end of the series, like control over not necessarily time, but space. So basically, you can stop objects and move shit around in real time, effortlessly. And then all of a sudden, in like the last little bit, there's this other character who's been there this whole time. And sort of about halfway through, she's like, "Yeah, I don't like this guy because he seems, well," she basically says he wants him to leave, which is understandable because as a viewer, you probably know that, he's super shady and that he's got to have an ulterior motive. And in the last couple episodes, he's like, "Hey, guess what? So when I said I want to uplift humanity," which is always a good idea, so, like that never goes wrong. Like for
I
Master.
meant the
Well, no,
opposite.
basically, because when you uplift a culture, like the Salarians did to the Krogan, and probably the whole reason Star Trek has the Prime Directive, that little chestnut, that thing where absolutely nothing could go wrong. You just, give a primitive society compared to your own all this technology and
Right, so
higher.
did humans go evil?
No, basically what happened is he, in about span of, God, I feel like, man, that expedition dump went on for a while. Not as long, I don't think, as like a From the New World expedition dump, but it was pretty on par. But he's like, "So here's the thing. What we did is I crave information, and us people from the anisotropic gathered all this information together, and that was your universe. And this one thread spawned from it, and that was humanity." And I'm like, "Awesome. So not only are you saying we're essentially alone in the universe, which is super exciting, but also you're creepy." And then he says, "So you're basically gods to me, despite the fact, if you think about it, he's a god to us," which is kind of weird, but anyway. And then he's like, "So what I'm going to do is I'm going to convert the whole of humanity to the anisotropic so we can hang out together and collect information together and be happy. Oh, by the way, side effect, about 99.9% of the world will actually die in this transition, but I just need one person." And then everything just kind of turns. And then this other character who's been sort of a side character this whole time is like, "Hey, guess what? I was also a person from the anisotropic, but I was a person, like a human this whole time. I like inhabited a human body. So I'm gonna fight this dude." Like I said earlier, it went full anime when it didn't necessarily need to. And now it's kind of just doing its anime thing until its clunky, somewhat maybe decent conclusion, which I haven't watched yet. But I'm pretty sure it's gonna be amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's super
Don't
riveting.
know what to say.
That's fine.
Does someone have a daughter who is actually born in the future?
No.
Did Jeremy Renner
No.
come
Sadly.
and give a speech?
No. Actually, you know what? If you shift just, just a couple things in Arrival, it could be very similar. Like, if you instead of following Amy Adams, you followed Hawkeye the whole time. And then in like the last act, the squid people, instead of being brutally murdered by a bomb by humanity, they just fucking try to kill everybody. If you just tweak those last couple things, those two minor details, you're practically the same thing.
Does Will Smith have to upload a Apple virus to alien computer?
No, the guy from Jurassic Park does. Will Smith just says, "Welcome to Earth," except it's just a Mandela effect because he doesn't, just everyone thinks he does. Just says, "Welcome to
Welcome to
Earth,"
Earth.
but Earth.
Earth. Oh well, I mean, I assume you're gonna watch the end.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be great.
Great as in great in quotes, or great as in great.
Great is in quotes.
Okay.
But on another note, I watched Vatican Miracle Examiner and turned it off. Moving on.
What's a miracle exact?
I don't
Is it
know.
someone from the Vatican trying to prove that miracles happened?
Sure. I was just like, hey, can I turn this off now? And then, yeah. Next.
Okay.
I'm trying to watch Made in the Abyss, which looks really good, but
Which one was that?
it's a, let me pull it up here. This is totally my description, not anyone else's. But Made in the Abyss, 2017, NRCC. Within the depths of the abyss, a girl named Rico stumbles upon a robot who looks like a young boy. Rico is a new friend, decides to her descends into uncharted territory to unlock its mysteries. But what lies in wait for them in the darkness? Question mark. Basically, from what I understand, it's very pretty, but a hole basically shows up out of nowhere. So a whole town sort of builds up around it, and people just sort of descend into the abyss. And somewhat beautiful, vistas and stuff like that abound, along with flying worm things. It's very confusing, especially only after just watching one episode, but I intend to watch more. Also, if this picture is to be believed, there might be a bunny girl? Question mark? Or is that like a girl up against a tree and she's like up against a bunny? I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell from here. Or is it like a bunny with a girl head, or like a bunny person? Like, even more than Japan is like, yay, we like drawing bunny people. I don't know. This thumbnail is very misleading. But yeah, that's a thing. I'm working on it. Luckily, there's only two episodes, and I just have to watch one more to be current. Hopefully that, leads to things, but we'll see. All right, so this is something that I kind of have, well, I don't know, it's just stupid words on. I mentioned it last time. Love and Lies, which is a show I'm watching for basically one of the side characters, and I've watched the first two episodes, and she hasn't really had a line, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't think I can do it anymore. But the show itself is basically Japan says, hey, guess what? We're having a birthing problem. Because apparently a Japanese boy and a Japanese girl don't know, you know, when you love each other or have to love each other for the sake of the nation, what to do. The answer, of course, is get it on, because it's the law. So apparently, retconning Japanese democracy only slightly to fix the birth rates. When you turn 16, you're assigned a life partner, and you're expected to get married and have kids. But it's okay, because, you know, the result is based on your personal profile and genetics, so, you know.
So it's like the opposite of that anti-porno one.
Yes.
With the crazy girl.
Yes, except except your boy and girl in this case finally get around to confessing to each other on the boy's on the eve of the boy's 16th birthday, and then he's like, hey, girl I've known since elementary school who I shared my eraser with, oh, and you still have it? That's adorable. I want to be with you the rest of my life. And then all of a sudden, it turns midnight, and the government, like, find him immediately and are like, hey, we wrote this girl's name on this paper, and she's going to be your wife. Oh, you were hoping it was her? No. That would be dumb. We're the government. We know everything.
And then what?
Get fucked!
Who gets fucked?
Everybody. yeah, so that was the first episode. I'm assuming from what happened in the second episode, the main boy character met his to-be girlfriend / enforced wife, and I don't really know what happened because there weren't any subtitles. I don't know why. There just weren't any, and currently, as of this recording, are still... They're not there. So, I kind of know what happened, based on context and the title of the episode, which was, let's pull it up here, A Small Lie, which I'm assuming is referring to when Neji, the boy character, meets, I think it's, wow, that's, okay. So his future wife character's name is Rina, but with an R-I in front of it. So Rina? That seems redundant, but anyway, I'm not going to mac on a fake girl's name, even though I just did. I think they lied to each other that they love each other. Not quite sure. She met Misaki, which is like, hey, this is the person I really have a crush on, but you girls should talk anyway. And then they had some kind of conversation. There might have been a lie there. I don't know. Because there weren't any subtitles. So that was something. I kind of looked it up, but I don't know. It's a lot of work. But, I don't know. I'm basically watching this episode for, like, one of the voice actors for, like, for Misaki's best friends, is, again, Honomaru Seiyu, so that's basically why I'm watching the show. Except she keeps coming up and not getting a line or being talked over. So I'm just like, oh my god, this is painful. And then, because you'd think if it's essentially a harem show, like the best friends always factor into at least a part of one episode. And she hasn't had one speaking line, but because weird anime crediting rules, all you need to do to get a credit in the show is to have your character show up. You don't actually need to say a line. As long as they're there in the background, you get your name at the end. And I'm like, man.
Really?
Yeah, because during the whole second episode, she didn't get a line, but her name was at the end. So I'm like, wow.
Maybe, well, maybe she's a main character, so she's in all the credits.
True. Although I think that's how they do credit it, because if you're watching One Piece and the credits at the end, like the English version, you'll have a bunch of people as like additional voices, but when it has the Japanese track credits, it's like instead of being a big list of like additional voices, it's like Villager A, Soldier B, that other guy, the guy with no pants. Yeah, I'm just like, just anyway, whatever. I'm just anyway. The reason I'm watching this show is stupid, so every time I talk about this show, it's going to be stupid. So. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Yes. But continuing on with another show that I saw that I'm actually current on is Princess Principal, where.
What's that about?
So, okay. Imagine if you will.
Is it about a principle?
No, you'd think so, but no. I think the principle is more of like I'm feeling it like I'm feeling it English, but not like a school
Not
principal,
AL,
but
but LE. Not principal, but
oh
principal.
no, actually I take that
As I
back.
said.
That was my only thing. That was my hope, but no, it's actually spelled PAL. So maybe it's like a Clannad thing where they thought Clannad was something else, but it wasn't, and it was just a mistranslation of the title. Because I think they were like, oh yeah, Clannad is like Gaelic for, or Irish or Gaelic, I can't remember, for like family or something. Except that's not actually true. So maybe it is like principal, not principal, and they just were like, "Eh, who's gonna know?" But anyway, so
What's the diff?
what's the diff? So basically, there's five girls. I know, shocker. Go to a prestigious all-girl boarding school, and half of them are spies, and one is a princess. Actually, the princess, because it's in like a alternate steampunk London. That's like, I'm not quite sure if it's supposed to be like this weird alternate World War II sort of scenario or something like that. But a lot hasn't necessarily happened so far, but it's like two sort
Why are they spying?
of I don't know yet. It was probably told to me, I just wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
It's really, I like it. It looks really pretty. It sounds really nice. And even though they're kind of all sort of lolly bait characters, they're kind of okay. And in the second episode, it's like they have to infiltrate this ball where the princess is. It's like a, I guess it's kind of a flashback, but not really defined as one, just kind of assumed. And they meet the princess, which luckily she's the best character in the show because she doesn't actually have a name yet. So you can just be like, yeah, they met the princess and still be correct and not have to worry about what her actual name is. And the two characters that you've been introduced to in that episode are basically she gets confronted by them and like, hey, guess what? So I know you're spies, and I'm gonna tell everyone that you're spies unless you help me like kill all my family so I can be the next queen. And they're like, well, I guess so. Because I think they're supposed to, some of the spies are supposed to be from America. They just say the West, so I would assume that's what they're getting to. But I like it. I like it.
It sounds weird.
It is, but it's only because I'm describing it weirdly. It's just one of those things you have to see. Don't take my word for it. Like a certain,
That is that's the Reading Rainbow
yes,
thing,
as a certain Starfleet engineer
right?
would say, don't take my
Don't
word
take my word for it.
in
Butterflies
the
in the
sky, I can
sky.
go twice as high. Speaking of which,
Take a
it's
look.
in a book. It's a Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Oh, that's right. Actually, I was going to go to a new game, but I forgot. I forgot I watched a show. Restaurant from Another World. I like this show a lot because in describing it, I always get hung up on character names and characters, but this show is the best show to describe to people because it doesn't give a shit about any of that. Like, so much that, like, the main chef character doesn't have a name. People just call him Master.
Master Chef.
I guess. And ask me anything about any of the casts that I've seen in the show so far, and I won't be able to tell you a goddamn thing about them. Other than, hey, one's like an adventurer, and one's like a demon girl with adorable goat horns, and one's like an ancient red dragon that can turn into a busty girl and eat stew. Like, it's basically a show made for me, and that's the worst part about it, is because it's just another food show, and out of all the food shows that I've seen so far, Soma, that girl graffiti show where it's like, hey, we're gonna make food and hang out together as girls and have fun and be artsy. This show's like, hey, I'm gonna come up with a conceit to have this character show up, and then we're gonna animate them eating food. And it's gonna look really nice, and people are gonna be hungry. It's weird. Like it has like the bare minimum of a premise for people to show up, and then it's like, I'm just gonna eat. Not going to have character dialogue or character progression. Well, maybe a little bit, but nothing really substantial. And we're just going to eat food. And you're going to like it. I know I'm not helping, but it's true. It's
Okay.
weird. It is. It's like, anyway. And then, yeah, so I've been watching New Game, the first season, because I didn't watch it the first time. I kind of dropped it. But, you know, I'm watching in English, so I'll be able to watch it easier. Because, again, as I've documented on the show tons of times, I'm really lazy and don't like reading. Yeah, that premise is still annoying. Even in English, it doesn't help. Because I know I'm really supposed to feel bad for Olga and the fact that her mild tribulations of surviving in a work environment are super hard.
So they just sit around and play games.
No, they sit around and make games. It's just another four girls doing cute things, except with let's work at a game company instead. Like it's just like another one of those shows where it's like, you know, they could be doing pretty much anything, but in this case, it's like, I know a little bit about game development, and if I put that in a wrapping of four cute girls doing cute things, people will buy it. And people bought it.
And they were
And they were
right.
right. And I'm sorry, Olga, you're adorable, but you still have too much purple in your character design. And I find the fact that you graduated from high school and went right into game development with your only skill being drawing really super frustrating.
That's how amazing she is.
I'm gonna try to not scream in frustration right now. It's fine. It's just a character in an anime. She's not real, and it's fine.
Are you watching, was it Gamers or whatever?
I want to.
It's the You can see people make games and then you can see people play them.
Okay. Are
Yay.
they all like pervy games?
I don't know anything about
Okay.
it. I just know it's called
Let's see.
Gamers.
Oh wait, that won't tell me any of the episodes on it. Maybe. It's being simuldubbed, so probably on a delay.
Okay. Has Funimation done like dubs the day that the subtitles come out?
Yes, actually, that leads to my, well, up until recently they were doing Hero Academia, but they had to stop, which made me sad, but I think they're picking it up in another week or so, so they had to finally put in a delay. Originally their plan was to do week and week of like the first six episodes, and they managed like 13, so and I'm kind of curious to figure out whether that's more on the Japanese side than their side, but because if sure Bako taught me anything, I'm assuming it's on the Japanese side, but
They just need to open their studio in Japan and get all the scripts
yeah,
and translate
and
them.
get all the cool Japanese production girls to come to them in their cars slash bicycles, and then have them be strapped for time, and then sure, Bako reference. Yeah, so the show for this season that's day and date is 18 If, which took a while for me to watch because I'm not quite sure what caused the issue, but it was region locked to the US for a good three for like a good 2 weeks or so, and I don't know why.
What's that show?
It's so have you watched Paprika
You mean Inception?
or Inception, any of those?
Yes.
Have you ever wished, hey, I would like this movie done, except more simplified and in a sort of minimalist art style, preferably on.
So wait, they go into dreams, but their dreams look boring.
Well, no, it's... So here's the thing. So yes, they go into dreams. They go into dreams of... Now, brace yourselves. This is an anime. They go into girls' dreams that have been... had their lives screwed up in such a way that they've essentially gone into a coma, and they're in their own dream worlds, becoming witches, almost like Madoka, but not really. So the first episode was like this, they dealt with this witch who came from this girl who was very prim and proper, but really just wanted to do her own thing and be her own person, but in the end was bullied and kind of just this sort of lukewarm, like, sure, it's great to, you know, try to be the best student and all of that, but you gotta let loose once in a while, because you'll go crazy. The end. And I feel like I might be oversimplifying that, but I don't think I am.
So that's how they learn.
Yes. Then the other episode was another girl.
So wait, what does 18 if?
I don't know. It's like... It's
are they 18?
Maybe. Oh wait.
Is
they're 18? Oh, if maybe. Actually, no. That title would make more sense if, like, a couple weeks ago, I couldn't remember if it was 18 if or 18 ish. Because I thought it was 18 ish for a while. That would have made more sense. yeah, and then the second episode, it's like this, because in the first episode they're like, yeah, these witches are bad because they'll affect the waking world, and that's bad. And then in the second episode, it's like, so there's this witch who's taking these dudes that wronged her in the past into the dream world and killing them, and then they die in real life. And then
gasp.
How the main character gets the girl to get over it, basically, is like, oh, I'm just going to let her do it. And then she'll be satisfied and eventually stop and wake up. And then...
So he lets people die?
He did in that episode. He even killed a dude in that episode. And then they're like, at the end, they're like, hey, guy, you totally killed somebody. He's like, yeah, I know. And then it ended. I'm like, what? What? It's like you're trying to bring up all of these things that you think are important, but you're not spending the time desired to do anything about it other than like, dude, this is important. Moving on. I'm like, what? Are you like a bad PowerPoint presentation? Like, what the fuck is going on here? Man, I'm just in it for the friggin' cat dude, voiced by J. Michael Tatum at this point, because nothing else here makes any sense at all.
Are you just watching it because it's dubbed?
Yes. And it's day and date, so I support it, so I watch it. I have very simple, okay. I have very simple requirements.
Touché.
But anyway, yeah, so there's that one. And what else is there? Man, I wish there was more. I wish there was just one more episode of this show. Is there? Oh, there is. Oh, my God. All right, because today's Sunday. It comes out on Sunday. Okay. So, another episode that, or another show that I've been watching is... welcome to the words. Excuse me.
Welcome to the.
I know it's weird. If you think it sounds weird,
how do you spell that?
How do you spell that? How is it pronounced in Japanese? You don't want to know. Answer. I watched Welcome to the Ballroom. It's kind of. So I know everyone is like, oh, it's just Yuri on Ice. Except if you compare it to Yuri on Ice, it's like drastically different, which is kind of weird.
There are girls in it, right?
Yes, there's girls in it, but there are also girls in Yuri on Ice.
I thought Yuri on Ice was all about guys on ice.
Yes, but this has. They weren't very prominent, but they were girls in Yuri on Ice as well.
Okay.
Just trying to, you know, I almost got into a fight at work about Yuri on Ice. That's something I never thought would happen.
Did you start working for a figure skating company?
No, it just came up randomly because of the team that I'm on. I also almost disowned someone because they said they didn't like the Death Parade opening. They were like, it's nothing like the show. I'm like, that's the point. But anyway. So yeah, it's weird because one, the ratio to skating to from like skating and other things on Euro and Ice was much like the skating was much more prominent than in this show. And it seems really weird. Also, the show has like a very odd, like weird face thing going on where they'll do like weird over-exaggerated facial expressions. And I'm just like, I don't know. I like the show, but I don't know why.
Do they dance?
They do. And the best part is, unlike Yuri on Ice, it's a total shonen, because the guy wants to be the very best dancer, like no one ever was.
Does he catch all the dancers?
He does. He says, I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To dance is my real quest. To stretch is my cause? No, I'm getting that wrong. But anyway, I like that show. It's one of the shows that I feel bad that it's trapped on Amazon. And I hope it gets a good release. That sounded wrong.
Well, it's on Amazon.
That sounded more hentai than I wanted it to be. Yeah. I like that show to the point of I saw that the third episode was on and I wanted to stop this very episode just to watch it because we're doing it late today. But that's the thing. I feel like I'm late to the party and that if anyone hasn't already watched it, they've already watched it and they've already said whether they're going to continue or not. But I don't know. I think it's a lot of fun. And sort of the way that like something like Soma, another like shonen anime with like this weird rapping, was a lot of fun. Despite the fact it's really creepy first episode, which I almost disowned it over, but anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
So you just watched dubbed anime and Amazon anime?
Yeah, I know. It's weird. I never thought I'd say that, but I did.
Nothing on Crunchyroll?
Well, that's kind of where I was watching a restaurant from another world. And I'm currently still watching Soccer Request there.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I came up with this, I know it's too late, but I kind of came up with an ending for Soccer Request that I really want them to do, but it's mostly me just wanting to backdoor into another series or another season of Shirobako. The long story, I'll try to keep this short, is that, apparently in Japan in Numazu. They're having a festival, and I thought, so about a month ago, I saw this video of a bunch of preschoolers doing an ondo to what's the name of the song? Is it Sunshine Pika Pika Ondo or Ondo? It's a Aqua song from like a year ago, and they turned it into like a, because that's what an ondo is, a traditional Japanese festival dance. And I was like,
Sure.
wouldn't that be great if Aqua did that? And that's totally what they're doing in like a week, supposedly. And I'm like, hey, that's great to, that's a great way to promote a town. Basically, backdoor it into a popular anime. And then I thought of Sakura Quest and how they're trying to bring everyone to Maruyama, and that's like the point of the show. And I'm like, wouldn't it be great as if at the end they had like a an ending that paid off all of the characters, and then all of a sudden, like the supposed lost ending to Star Trek Deep Space Nine, the character or the camera pans out, and all the characters are there as like voice actors, and then they're like, man, this Sakura Quest anime for Maruyama is going to be super dope. And then Aoi from Shirobako shows up and is like, yep, it'll be great. And then they do like a title card a la like Space Patrol Luluco, Little Witch Academia handoff, and they're like, yay, another episode of Shirobako. And I'm like, hey, one, it's a great ending. Two, it's actually factual because that's what you would do in real life if you wanted to promote your town, make a freaking anime about it. And three, Shirobako. Enough. But anyway. Yeah. That show is still good though. Even if,
Sakura
yes,
Quest.
Sakura Quest is still a good show, and I like it a lot. I like it so much I'm basically watching it twice, so once in Japanese and once in English. So I don't
Yeah.
care about your potato faces. I really don't. Because you're all adorable. But anyway.
But you do care.
I only care as much as that. I recognize the fact that their faces look the same. I also recognize the fact that I don't care and disregard your opinion. That, and I just want a PA cinematic universe. I know it
It's
exists.
all glass lip.
But if it's not a giant cinematic universe, then why is there a sea people poster in that mecha anime they did that I couldn't remember the name of? But anyway, it's fine. I'm on to you, PA Works. I know you're working on it. Call me. I'll help you. Just call me. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been watching. Other than
Okey-dokey.
yeah, other than I finally got, I like devolved into Stranger Things and finally watched that. And yeah, that show's great.
It's weird. I really enjoyed it, but I don't remember much about it. I mean, I remember Eggos.
Hey, goes, yeah.
And I remember, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't need like another season. Like I feel like
Netflix would
it could
disappear.
have just, sure, but it could have just ended and I don't know. I felt like that would have been fine, but that's not how it works. Yeah.
The only thing that depressed me about that show is that I kept confusing the science teacher with the guy that dies in like the first episode that was running down the hall into the elevator. Because I think they had a similar mustache.
I totally don't remember any of this, so.
And some of the flashbacks to, like, when they were putting Elle in, like, the sensory deprivation tank, there was, like, a guy in the foreground that I could have sworn looked a lot like him. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why is it every time that I get it. They're three nerds. Like, they play D&D in the basement. But seriously, like, just hypothetically, what would it be like if there was, like, an alternate reality? And he's like, oh, well, now that you mention it, funny enough, if there was an alternate reality, it would be like this.
The upside down.
And then a couple episodes later, they're like, hey, science teacher, let me interrupt your date and ask you about a sensory deprivation tank, because you would totally know that. And he's like, I'm on a date here, guys. TLDR. And, oh, fine. Let me tell you how to build.
He's the cool teacher who wants to help kids.
He's also a guy with a creepy mustache that's working for the man. He's got to be. No eighth grade science teacher knows how to make a sensory deprivation tank, for fuck's sake. God damn it. Follow the money.
I don't know. Stranger Things.
There are Stranger Things.
I don't know. I feel like they resolved the other dimension thing, and the girl is free, and all the bad guys die.
Oh,
Barb? Whatever.
Oh wait, no, not Barb.
It's all good. What? I don't know what else they can do.
Clearly, according to the trailers, have an even bigger monster.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the. I forget. Oh, sorry. I forgot Comic-Con was like now, and I didn't see any of that stuff.
Oh.
But yeah. Meh. Eh. I mean, I'll probably watch it when it comes out, but I don't know. It was fine. I think it's strange because it also relies heavily on 80s nostalgia. Mm-hmm. But it didn't feel offensive to me mm-hmm. in the way that Ready Player One makes me hate humanity. I didn't mind all the 80s references and mm-hmm. 80s porn, but mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that thing's still a thing. I kind of want to see Ready Player One movie in like the worst reason possible.
I'm good.
Mostly because I'm like, because I've had Will Wheaton read me the audiobook like 3 times, and
wow.
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
Look, it was a Sunday, and I had to level my fishing in World of Warcraft, and I couldn't do it alone. Yeah, I'm just like, I get it, but so apparently Steven Spielberg's like, I'm not referencing any of my movies, okay? So I guess his notebook's just going to be my notebook, which is no big deal. But like the semi-climax with like Ava's in it, and Voltron is mentioned by name, and Mechagodzilla, and a G1 Gundam, and like...
Wait.
Yeah?
Why would you get Spielberg to direct it, but he won't reference his own movies?
Well, that's what I—that's only what I read so far, which wasn't too much.
I thought the whole—I would have thought the whole point was to go all in on the stupid '80s Spielberg shit by getting Spielberg.
That's what I read. I don't know if it's going to be true, but I don't. other than his notebook, and I think there was like a line in there where it's like, where they're like, where he rewatches or watches a lot of the Indiana Jones trilogy and just pretends that the others didn't exist. I want to say those are the only two references of his movies in there, but I can't remember for sure, but I'm pretty sure. But still, I think it's dumb. And there's just way too much, like, way too much references where you'd have to pay off way too many people to make it even worth doing at all. But anyway. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe that's the reason why it took so long, is because they're waiting for that to go into public domain so it's easier, but I doubt it. Because I don't think public domain is that long. Oh, right. And he's in the, because in the climax, he's referenced as being in the mech from Spider-Man, which is the Japanese version of Spider-Man. And I'm like, as an anime fan, I know you're not just going to stroll up to whomever has that license, which, if it's anything like just the skip beat material, which is like, you might as well just looking for dust in the wind. It's like, yeah, I need to license this mech from the Spider-Man series. Who has it? Oh, he has his... Oh, okay, so this company has the legs. This company has the left arm. This company has the head. This company has the body. This company has the left pinky on his left arm. And I'm like, seriously? Yeah. And I'm like, man, it's just... What's the point? Like, I'm not predicting the Last Airbender sort of level of bad, but I am.
I mean, you know, well, I guess I don't like this. I don't like the very existence of Ready Player One as a concept. So. I'll leave it at that.
I don't know. The beginning and the end were good. The middle was shit.
Like I said, I'm okay with Stranger Things. I don't know if you watched the Goldbergs, that sitcom.
No.
It's about families, a family living in the 80s, and it's also references. So they've done like, hey, it's like we're like in the Goonies, and they ride bikes around, and hey, we're like the Karate Kid, and then the kid does the crane, the crane kick, you know, so it does all those things. And I think that's my line. I'm okay with that, but Ready Player One passes that line, and it turns into super fan service, which is a bit too much for me. Mm-hmm. But hey. That's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess so. Anime wise, I didn't like. I watched two trashy anime just to check them out.
Okay.
So one isn't licensed. So you that I forgot what it's called, but it's the one with the it's the one where it's supposed to be lesbians, but it turns out one of the girls is actually a guy in a skirt, whatever that was called. And yeah, that's trash.
Okay. I'm so glad.
Softcore hentai trash.
I'm so glad I don't have to, I was just about to watch it. Thank you.
And the other is, the other Yuri, NTR trap or whatever it's called. Uh-huh. And that's, I mean, it's not total porn, but it's still pretty trash. sort of as expected. So, Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know what else to say about them. They are what they are, and they're unapologetic about it. So, good on them, I guess.
It's weird on the label it said Stop Car Pyron and or Stop Car Pyron in there.
The one thing I do find interesting is that there's still unlicensed anime, and two of the bigger ones, that new Fate show, Fate
Oh,
Apocrypha.
actually, that was
Oh, did someone
licensed.
pick it up? Who picked it up?
Yes.
Or where is it streaming now?
That's a good one. Netflix. November.
On
Check it
Netflix
out.
has it. That's
November.
crazy. They have another thing that's airing, some gambling
Oh,
anime.
yeah, oh, I think that explains it. Yeah, because I wanted to watch that, but I couldn't find it anywhere. The high school for gambling, gambler, addict, gamblers. I can't remember what it's
Gamble,
called.
gamble.
Gamble, gamble.
Gamble. Gamble, 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 gamble.
Starts with a K.
Well, if that, the other one is Sinful Gear, and I don't know if that's been licensed or not.
I don't think so.
Which is also weird because Sinful Gear was on Crunchyroll, like the previous seasons. I don't know if it still is. I assume the old season's still there, so I don't know what deals are over there, but needless to say, I guess fan subbing is still a thing, which is interesting. The UTW, a group I don't think I've thought about in a while, started doing the Fate anime because that's what they do, and yeah, and Sinful Gear is out there as well. The other thing that is sort of anime, that I watched was Shin Godzilla, the Godzilla directed by Hideki Anno, and the movie itself is like it's very simple. It's very like you can distill it to human beings dump nuclear waste into the ocean and is responsible for creating this giant lizard Godzilla monster, and they have a choice of how to deal with it, either by launching more nukes at it or by freezing it to death, or not to death, but freezing it and making it go into hibernation. And obviously they're about to nuke it, but then they freeze it. And that, I mean, it's very simple, and it's just like, and sort of the it's as with like classic Godzilla, the it's sort of the anti-nuke parable of like, the Godzilla is the manifestation of everything we've done wrong with nuclear war, like with nuclear bombs and et cetera, et cetera. What makes it strange is that it's like, if you've seen Evangelion, you've seen this movie. It feels so much like Evangelion that it's really weird. Like it's uncanny. And I think Anno is just unapologetically saying, I'm just gonna make this as much like Evangelion as possible without referencing angels and Shinji and whatever. And so like you have like just like the way the technology is presented, like everything is labeled, so every time like a new tank is on screen, it's like this is the, I don't know, something something battle tank, and this is the something something Japanese fighter jet, and this is the something helicopter, and this is the something artillery battery, and it's always like you always get a shot of it and then like a caption underneath. Also, there are like 1,000 characters, and they're all politicians. And every time a new politician is on screen, you see it's captioned with like their name and their position, Every single time, so it's like for the first 10 minutes, every time a character is on screen, it's like here's this guy, he's like the deputy, I don't know, minister, and here's a scientist, and here's the prime minister. It's like, and here's the new prime minister after the old one dies, and whatever, and there's a girl who's supposed to be American, but she's played by a Japanese actress. But the way she acts is basically, she's basically Masato in all but name. She's like the same freewheeling, sort of like sexy but also serious and also fun girl that you remember from Eva. And all of it's just, and then also the way, so and the amazing thing is, like, I would say 80% of the movie is meetings and 20% is actual Godzilla, and I think part of it is making fun of like how of red tape and bureaucracy. So like there's a scene where like these helicopters are surrounding Godzilla and they're about to shoot, and then one guy sees like, oh, sees like a grandpa carrying someone away from the battlefield or whatever, and it's like, do we have permission to fire civilians, and then so he calls his like direct boss, and that boss calls his like military commander, and the military commander calls like the central military office, and the central military office calls like the war minister or whatever, the minister of defense, and then that person has to ask the prime minister, and then he's like, so and then he says abort, and then it has to go all the way the other way, and you see each of those calls being made, and it's really funny. I don't know, it's like I get it, I get what you're doing, and the way that these conversations, like all these meetings, are shot is with, I can't, it's hard to explain in words, like they're just Evangelion type angles of how characters are shown, particularly since most of these are like they're either sitting around a table or they're sitting, or like five people are standing in front of like a laptop. Of course, they're looking into the camera, but the camera is supposed to be the laptop screen. And it's just, oh, and it plays the, so he got the composer for Eva to compose the music for this, and it keeps playing that Evangelion track. Like they don't even pretend it's another song. It's just that, the one with like the heavy the drum beat or whatever, whenever like a battle's about to start. It's called Decisive Battle. But
That one? I
what
might be doing it too fast, but. But anyway, it just keeps playing. So that video is actually like the different versions of the same song they keep playing, but it's like it's the Evangelion song, and that song plays during like pretty much every meeting they have, which is just like I see why people like this movie a lot. I enjoyed it too. I think I'm glad. I almost don't want or need him to make Evangelion 4 or Rebuild 4. Like this is like, I mean, obviously this has nothing to do with Evangelion, but it's enough like Evangelion that I don't think I need that final movie. I could just
in my head, just pretend that somehow this is the final movie. This is the act. This is the fourth Evangelion movie. Shinji turned into Godzilla and or whatever. Oh. And but it's
Godzilla. It's a very is the final movie. Angel.
Yeah, it it might as well be like it might as like. I mean, they destroyed Tokyo, but it might as well be Neo Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And like, you also like, you get the same like civilians evacuating and blah blah blah. Like, it's you know, it's Evangelion, but slapped into the Godzilla franchise, and it works. I was surprised it works, and I certainly enjoyed my time watching it more than I did watching that the Bryan Cranston one from I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, the one where it was like, hey, this Godzilla is much cooler than the giant dinosaur we got last time, so we should have more of it. Wait, no, don't go back to Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver again, please. No, come back. No, back here to the thing the movie is named after. We would like to see more of that, please. No, okay. All right, fine. I'll just be here waiting for Godzilla to come back. At the end, we just let them fight.
I sort of regret not seeing it in theaters, because mm-hmm. I think it would have been a fun experience, but it really sounds like it does, like, not only does it sound simple, but it also, like, there literally is just meetings after meetings after meetings. They evacuate Tokyo to go have another meeting mm-hmm. about evacuating Tokyo, and it's politicians meeting other politicians and scientists mm-hmm. having meetings with scientists. It's like they have you know, quote unquote American characters, but they're all terrible actors. It's like, We must use the strength of humanity, and that is nuclear warfare. Huzzah! It's like, Japan, you must be ready to use nukes. We must stop Godzilla. And it's like, oh god. Like, this should be terrible, but I think wrapped up in the context, I think with like the layer of Evangelion craziness mm-hmm. on top of it, it makes it kind of amazing. But also, I don't know. Like, I wonder if someone who doesn't care about Evangelion would like this film or not. I don't know. I know I enjoyed it because it was so much like Evangelion. But maybe I'm the anime freak, and a normal person be like, this is so boring. there's three scenes of Godzilla. One where he destroys a city, mm-hmm. two where they try to stop him with conventional weapons, and three the climactic way that they finish him off. Mm-hmm. And the rest, it's meetings after meeting after meetings. I don't know. But you should check it out.
Okay.
Because I know Funimation has it.
So
they'll, I assume they're going to put it out.
So it's not quite. So it's not quite as bad as the Bryan Cranston one, but
well, I would say it's good.
Okay,
but I say it's good because I think it's fucking insane. That's the thing. If I've never heard of Evangelion or uh-huh. Hendrickiano, I don't know what I would think. Okay. But I can't. It for me, it's impossible to divorce myself from that. Right?
Okay. So I have a checklist. An Eva checklist that I've been building while you've been describing things.
Sure.
And it's, you know, they're what I would consider Eva-isms or Evangelion-isms. So question the first. At any time, does anyone in a meeting room or otherwise, in context or not, have their elbows on the table and their head resting on their hands, covering their mouth?
Yes.
Seriously?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I think so. I think that happened.
Okay. I was kind of expecting that to be a no, so I'm kind of thrown off guard right now. I think this is a no, but I'm going to ask you anyway because I think it's funny. At any point, do they cover the fact that they want to cut production budget and still move things along by putting scenes on escalators or elevators?
No.
Damn.
There are really long evacuation scenes, but you don't get a scene of a character riding an endless elevator to nowhere.
Damn. You know what? I'll get over it. Somehow there will be years of therapy, but I'll get over it.
I will say, speaking of the budget, the CG, sometimes it ranges from laughable to kind of to passable.
Oh.
And it's weird. Particularly Godzilla, but also the other stuff. But it's that is also strange too. But yes,
that was not the answer I was hoping. I was hoping more along the lines of, because you know they spent it all on Godzilla, but apparently not. Let's see. Okay, so at any point, does a character, and I'll even include Godzilla, say either, something similar to, or the exact words of, "I mustn't run away"?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. Yes.
Even as a question, that's not the answer I was expecting. Even the built-in unsureness. Oh. Okay.
I mean, I think the context is different.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay. Huh.
That sentiment is expressed.
Okay. Okay, so it's more of an unsaid but not said sort of thing.
Sure.
Okay. I'll take that. That was more of a laugh, but the fact that that exists is another level for me again. No, I think that's it. I wanted to say more things, but I think that's...
There's no penguin.
Yeah, that was one of them, but I was pretty sure that was good.
There's no pen.
Yeah, I was like, if this was like...
I was disappointed at the end of the credits. The girl didn't come out and go, "Service soon." Because she was basically Misato. I was like, oh, they didn't have a preview for a non-existent movie.
Aww.
And there's no cruel angel thesis.
Oh. Is there? Okay, so
there is a Shinji like sort of martyr hero, anti-hero, hero type person who is the main character, who ends up being the main character.
Okay.
And there's like sort of intrigue as well. I took your mother and cloned her, and I'm going to try to morph humanity into a giant blob type of intrigue. But I guess the realistic equivalent of, now that Japan is destroyed and all the government is dead, we can rebuild. So there's that, okay. But not in the Evangelion type of way. There's no instrumentality, although the effects are in some ways the same.
Most of the other references I have are more of the rebuild movies, so not as classic digs to Ava.
I can't remember. I mean, I just remember the last one. I don't remember. I mean, first one was basically the first six episodes or whatever, but with a random new girl inserted in for a fun.
For figures. The
second one, I can't. For figures. Second one, I don't remember at all. And the third one was Kaoru and playing the piano.
Kaoru and Shinji, Okay, so the first movie was the first six episodes. The second movie was the, hey, let's throw Mari in because we got to sell figures. And then the third movie was the Brokeback Basement movie.
Yes. The homoerotic piano playing.
But, yeah, most of my other references are more towards the rebuild movies, like at the end of Shin Godzilla, did they have a preview for the next Godzilla movie where nothing in the preview would actually be in the second movie?
Exactly. That's what I was hoping for. And she would say, service you, service you. But it, I don't know. It's Eva 4. Let's just call it that. Okay. if you're waiting for Eva, well, this is basically it. I mean, maybe he'll actually make it, but I kind of hope he doesn't.
He said he's going to do it now. He said that, you know, he finally did Godzilla, and, you know, now you're going to get that payoff of, like, that Unit 2. It was half of Unit 2 and half of Unit 5 doing something from the preview of Evangelion 3 that will not happen in Evangelion 4.
Right.
Like, what about that cool scene with the? I'm assuming it's like the double Eva, like from the last movie, except with Asuka and Mari. What about them? Nope. Oh, right, I forgot. You're Hideki Anno, and you don't give a shit about your preview or having continuity between your movies. I should.
The previews are meaning.
I'm sorry. It's right. I'm sorry. It's my fault for misunderstanding you and not you explaining things properly to me. I keep getting these confused.
Right.
Anyway.
It's great. I was surprised. Like I didn't know what to expect. I also don't understand, I guess, several people own Godzilla. I mean, this was put up by Toho, who own Godzilla, but I don't know, like, I guess the, like, whoever made the Bryan Cranston one licensed it,
mm-hmm.
and just they're just making their own Godzilla thing. But I don't know.
Okay, so not Ava related, but Godzilla related.
Sure.
So the only good part and solace I got from that entire movie is when Godzilla was fighting. I can't remember what they called it, but I'm just going to say Mothra because let's just, you know, let's call spades spades here, but Mothra. They called it Muto. I'm like, really? God, I guess you couldn't license Mothra, but like, anyway, whatever, Mothra. And at the end, they're like, they're going to fight. And then his spine started to light up. And he atomic breathed right down Mothra's fucking throat. And I was like, yes! This entire garbage with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch and all they're having to put up with their stupid bullshit. And Bryan Cranston and his fucking bullshit. And his like, I lost my wife. I don't care about your wife. I'm sorry. This is a Godzilla movie. I paid good money to see this fucking giant lizard atomic breath somebody. And I finally got it, and it's
the awesome. You would love this movie.
Okay.
He does some really cool things with nuclear powered laser beam thingies.
Okay.
From all over his body.
You had me at nuclear laser thingies. You got me at bodies.
This Godzilla watched that last Starfighter movie. And he does that, the move where he disco balls around and spreads lasers all over the place.
Oh my god! I just realized that I think this movie is because it's not Godzilla, but I can't remember the name of the monster. But is it on par with he was like the Earth's guardian, and he just happened to be like a giant Godzilla-sized turtle. And his like super move was him like going into a shell and just like flinging himself around like a frisbee. Was it like that? But with
It's not
lasers?
like that.
Okay.
It's similar, I guess. Well, maybe.
Okay. Because if I'm not, it wouldn't surprise me if Toho owned him as well. Actually, I think they probably own all of the giant monsters, most likely. Anyway,
Probably.
but
But if you watch Shin Godzilla and experience it. Experience all of it.
yeah, I'm thinking about it because I'm thinking, oh, Gamera, that was his name. I'm thinking of getting Shin Godzilla and the Steins Gate movie off of Amazon just to make it worth it. Because oddly enough, Funimation don't stream their movies. I don't know why. They just don't. But it's fine.
Different rights, probably.
Probably, but hey. Yeah, so. Yeah, why not? I was going to do that anyway. Anything else other than.
No, that was it. I mean, I guess the off-topic thing is I'm background watching Roseanne,
Okay.
because of the news of the reboot or whatever.
Right.
I was like, I haven't seen this in 10 years. And I think it holds up. I'm surprised at how much I'm enjoying watching Roseanne.
Huh.
In spite of her, sort of her recent politics, I'm curious what the new show will be like, but just as a show about just family being like a working class, a lower middle class working class family, they're struggling, to keep their family together and to make money and all that. It's nothing. There's still really nothing quite like it, on TV. So I can see why it's coming back. And yeah, I guess I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. Maybe. Like you remember. So the you watch Angel, right? Ain't Buffy and Angel. So you remember Doyle from Angel? Like he
Oh,
was
he was
like,
my favorite, and I was so sad he died or got killed off.
yeah, and so he's in he's well he's in Roseanne as one of the boyfriends, and
Okay.
it's funny because I guess when I was watching this when I was young, I didn't notice, but now that I know that he's Irish, it's like I can hear you're doing a really bad job trying to sound American. I can hear your Irish accent come out with every other word you speak, but
And the just sidetracking a little bit, the best and worst part about his character is that he was the best, and I was sad when he was written off the show. And two, that basically was like, hey, let's just have Angel be a rolling, just being a revolving door of like Buffy cast-offs. It'll be fine. And I'm like, man, remember when the show had an original character on it and he was great? Remember? That was awesome. Anyway, I'm not bitter.
But that's Roseanne.
That's Roseanne.
It's yeah, I'm just surprised that it holds up as much as I as much as it does. And yeah. Otherwise I might try to start watching more anime. I don't know. The Monogatari comes back in I guess a couple of weeks or whatever. So that might be it. That might be what gets me back. But yeah. I spent the trash anime was enough to make, oh yeah, this is anime. I'm good.
It's not all anime.
It's like quite a bit of anime.
Yeah, like a large percentage, like 30%, is, you know, marginally better to gooder than that.
Marginally.
I'm just being
I
honest.
I should. I kind of wanted to watch that. Was it that Hajimete Gal, whatever. Mm-hmm. Forgot what the English title is called. Like, my first love is a gal.
Yeah. Or whatever. Sounds about right.
Kind of wanted to watch that just to see what they do, but otherwise.
You know, yeah. From what I understand from that show, trying to get to anime, you're picking real good ones. It's not sarcasm. That's legit concern. I mean, something positive work.
It's very slim pickings because it's anime.
Oh,
but what can you do?
What can you do?
But yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we can just mention female Doctor Who.
Yay!
What do you think?
It's fine. Finally, people can stop bitching about it. Oh wait, what's up? Just a second. I'm getting something off the wire. This just in. Half the internet happy about female Doctor. Half the internet shitting their pants. Great! We've learned nothing.
I'm still waiting for the minority doctor. Racial minority doctor.
True. I'm just like, man, whatever. It's fine. I'm happy about it. It'll be fine. Mix it up a bit. And no, who was it? I want to say, where did it come up in my feed? Somewhere. I can't remember which doctor it was, but he was like, and this is just going off the title. Maybe it's misleading, but I doubt it. Where they're like, but Doctor Who is supposed to be a role model for boys. I'm like, and?
But boys can't look up to girls. That's against the law.
Especially little boys. But anyway, it's fine. And now it's confirmed that Capaldi, fake First Doctor, and Bill Mackey are going to be back for the Christmas special.
Yay!
Hey, I'm taking a break from being an intergalactic water-based creature with my girlfriend to hang out with you just one last time.
She probably watches him die or something.
Probably. Because, like, the day after we did the last podcast, they were like, so Clara's coming back, right? I'm like,
why wouldn't they bring her back if she's just out there?
I don't know.
Just bring both of them back.
Nah, that's companion overload. You don't want that. Just one will do. And Bill's already on payroll, so she can stay.
What is the actress who plays? I mean, I guess she's hanging with the Game of Thrones girl, but what is she doing? What is she doing? Anything? She's probably free.
I think the reason she left in the first place was to play Elizabeth on a show, but. Or Queen Elizabeth. Queen? It wasn't the Crown, but it was another similar one.
Mm.
Oh well. All I know is that. So here's the thing I find disturbing, and I haven't quite. Actually, I'm going to confirm this right now because I've seen this trailer too many times. Jumanji.
She's in Jumanji?
No, but I believe. where is it? Okay, yes. Okay, I wasn't drunk or high both times. I was like, so let me get this straight. Karen Gillan, who was previously Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy and super awesome, is now playing nerdy girl turned hot girl in the Jumanji 2 sequel? What's up with that?
Jumanji 2.
Is
that a sequel to Jumanji 2?
No, or the Jumanji sequel, which isn't actually a sequel. It's just like, if Jumanji was a, like, some kind of Contra video game set in a jungle? What if it was Far Cry? And instead of, like, setting wheat fields on fires with Skrillex in the background, you get The Rock and Jack Black and Kevin Hart and Aaron Gillan.
It's going to be a winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's for sure.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. So speaking of winners, I think we'll call it for this week.
It's a good time.
Yeah. I have Jumanji. The very definition of anime. I've been Crazy Canuck.
Fire Clothes.
And we'll see you next time. Yay! Here's Cola.
I was gonna ask if you're going to watch that Stan Lee anime.
Yes.
Reflection or whatever.
Yes.
But we could talk about that next time when you watch it.
I will. So it's also being dubbed, and god damn it, I'm so lazy. Like, I know I say that I'm lazy all the time, and
apparently Stan Lee is in the
he's
in the Japanese version.
Yes, I would assume he is, yes. And he's also so now he's in both versions. So that'll be something. Yeah, that came out yesterday and I didn't get a chance to watch it, but that's coming dubbed, so I'll watch it in one way or another. But